There are many things in life we should be thankful for. Take the fact that we don't live in the Manhattan apartment above the one owned by Madonna, the pop star also called the Material Girl. Turns out that you, girl, apparently need some better material for sound insulation. Now, it's true that we've only heard one side of the incessant pounding music story, and that would be the side of the involuntary insomniac who does live in the next apartment up. How bad can it be to have Madonna as the downstairs neighbor? As Madonna herself has admitted in song, it's only when she's dancing that she can feel this free, and at night she locks the doors where no one else can see. Trouble is that the door locks apparently can't keep the sounds of pop music from escaping, and sure enough, the Associated Press says Madonna's neighbor has complained about blurring music, stomping, and shaking walls. Thus, we have a neighborly tiff in Madonna's Manhattan Cooperative apartment building on Central Park. Just as there are noise ordinances in a neighborhood meant for those who like to party at midnight and let everyone else within several blocks know that they're partying at midnight, there are provisions in cooperative apartment contracts that help keep the noise at acceptable levels. In one case, the cooperative board forbade all, and I'm quoting here, disturbing noises, a provision that could lead to an interesting debate about Madonna's dance party sensation, Holiday. In the disturbing noises case, a Madonna's neighbor-like woman sued over, quote, the sounds of heavy walking, banging, and a washer and dryer emanating from the apartment above. In that case, the court wasn't particularly understanding of the downstairs neighbor's concerns and found no truly disturbing noises, noises that would be enough to create a constructive eviction, at least. As noisy as New York may be, that case and others show how much New Yorkers appreciate quiet. There's the cooperative board in New York that attempted to get rid of the man who liked to yell and scream in the common areas, or the woman who complained that her apartment was not habitable because of the loud exhaust fans on the building's roof and deck, or the man who complained that the upstairs neighbor's bookbinding business made too much noise, only to find out that the upstairs neighbor did not, in fact, have a bookbinding business. But also relevant here is that most of the cases aren't tenant versus tenant, but tenant versus cooperative board. That's because the board in such cases is the entity that owns the building and therefore is the entity that must evict any loud neighbors. And sure enough, the AP reports that Madonna's neighbor isn't suing Madonna, but is instead suing the cooperative board. The ultimate goal? To force Madonna to make like Elvis and leave the building. We'll have to keep an eye on things as the case progresses. Then again, maybe it'll be dismissed in short order. After all, everyone had advance warning. Madonna's song, Causing a Commotion, was released more than 20 years ago. I'm Amy Guida.